Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only 106.7 The Fan. When you hear Ozzy, means it's time to talk to our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. What up, Greenberg? How are you, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous, some might say. Where you at on Terry McLaurin, dude?
Well, I got something I'm writing something up now.
You would be.
We've talked about this on the show with free agents. It's not necessarily who, it's when. And I think for McLaurin, coming off a career year into his 30-year-old season with the wide receiver market kind of ballooning a little bit, it's just really bad timing for him because now he's dealing with an organization that's a modern NFL organization that's analytically friendly. And it's tough to look at what McLaurin has done in 2024 and think that he's going to be able to replicate that next year, let alone for the next 3 or 4 years.
My question would be, why is it hard? Because the analytics, does analytics put in a guy that played at 30 that played 5 years or 7 years, or a guy that played 9 years at 30? Do they ever put that in?
Well, that's a great question. Me specifically, I've looked at how players have done at 30, 29, and then 30, and then 30 at 31, et cetera, and how many were able to stay the same or improve. And that percentage is relatively low, like around 5% of players are able to meet or exceed what they've done, you know, once they get past 30 years old. You know, the aging curve is pretty clear. I mean, the peak for a wide receiver is around 24 to 27 years old, and then there's some steep declines. And it's tough. It's a tough situation because what we're looking at here is not necessarily what McLaurin is worth. It's what is he worth to this organization at this particular time. And that's a tough one because McLaurin has been everything that you would want in an NFL player, right? Says the right things, does the right things, has been through the ringer in terms of quarterbacks and just the overall franchise arc, et cetera. So, you know, I think we can probably get to an agreement on what his production's worth. But then there's another factor in there that looks at, you know, this is the guy that you want on your team that fans love. What is that worth? And when you add the two together, you know, what does it cost to keep him? And I think that's really the challenge along with the term. 3 years, 4 years, 2 years. You know, I just think there's a lot of moving parts here.
I agree. I think – I don't know if you saw – I just posted this because I found it interesting. Obviously, yesterday's press conference was certainly newsworthy, and – on a human level, I hate – you could see – there's like visceral pain in Terry's face when he talks about this. And I hate that because of everything he's done for the organization. But you can also argue this is kind of fairly standard. Like, I mean, Terry, in the way NFL negotiations go for high-profile players, I'd almost say more often than not, dudes end up requesting trades. And right now we're at a place where Terry hasn't even said officially he's not going to come to training camp. Like, this is so far from the nuclear levels these things get to. And I just remain, like, I was on air yesterday a bunch here and then on NBC just saying, like, there's a lot of runway left, man. Like, they don't play the Giants for 2 months.
And this isn't even a contract year, right? Like, they still have him for a year. I also think it says a lot about McLaurin that he was so level-headed, and he's not making this a spectacle, and he's not sounding like a malcontent.
Right.
You know, he's looking around, and he sees, like, what Metcalf got, what Garrett just got, and he's looking at the market, and I'd probably agree that it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million. My guess, and I've tweeted this, my guess is the number is not the issue. It's the term that's the issue, because I do feel like, you know, the Commanders front office knows how old he is. They know what the aging curve of wide receivers are, and they know that they have a young quarterback who's also going to be paid at some point, and, you know, what does that look like in the future, et cetera. So my guess is it's based on term more so than actual dollars of per year.
I think it's about term, and I think it's about when the guarantees hit. I think they want the guarantees up front. My guess is the Commanders want those guarantees staggered. Even though it's guaranteed money, if you stagger it out, it gives you a little more flexibility. I don't think this is perhaps as far away as it seems, but I do think Terry's dissatisfaction is legitimate. We are speaking with our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg, on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg. I also think, Neil, and I'm curious, in your world trying to come up with comps, Terry's a really hard dude to comp because, to Brian's point, and Terry said it yesterday, this also is like just a pet peeve. He's not 30 yet. He turns 30 in September. He's currently 29,
mm-hmm.
just to start there. But, you know, he wasn't a high draft pick, which it.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it should or shouldn't, that always kind of sticks with you, man. What not? He was a third rounder. Then he didn't play his first 2 years at Ohio State. I believe he actually redshirted, which is almost unheard of anymore. And then he hits the ground running as a pro, hasn't missed time as a pro, hasn't missed a game in the last 5 years. Yeah, I think he redshirted his. I think he's older because he didn't play for 2 years at Ohio State. And even his third year, you know how many catches he had? 11. Yeah. Like, the tread did not start getting on those tires really until, like, 7 years ago. And, dude, even when you look around the league, guys getting deals are younger, guys getting deals are more like athletic freaky, like DK Metcalf. But I think you can argue Terry's a much more complete wide receiver. When you try to price this thing out, do you have trouble finding comps? Because I do.
I do, and that's why I'm looking at it at a different way. I'm looking at it as, you know, is 2024 the high point? And it probably is, right? 13 touchdowns as a receiver is a lot, you know, over 1,000 yards on an offense that was historically efficient for a large part of the first half of the season with a rookie quarterback. Like, all those things come into play. Terry McLaurin might be the most difficult player to price that we've come across in a long, long time. Because like you said, like the DK Metcalf comp, 4 years, 33 per year, was signed when he was 27. You know, I don't think Terry McLaurin is in the class of like a Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, who just signed their four-year deals at age 25. Some people are using that as a comp, and that's fine for them to do. I don't see it. So it's tough. And again, you have – there is a loyalty component, right? And by loyalty, I mean McLaurin's been the guy. You drafted him. You know, you'd want 100 of his type of demeanors in the locker room and work ethic, et cetera. Like, what is that worth? And I don't know what that's worth. Mm-hmm. No one knows what that's worth because that is so subjective. It's tough. So, you know, you have the on the field price, and then there's certainly a premium on that because of the type of person Terry McLaurin is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is one of the toughest contracts that you can price, because there's so many factors that are tough to quantify and that are subjective, and everyone's camp is going to have a different threshold in mind.
But that's the thing. You would think that the people that have been around him would know better than the people outside. But like, you know, I look at the age of 30, and I know people throw that there. Everything moves forward. Why is that still stuck? Because guys at 29 and 30 aren't the same guys 29, 30, 10 years ago. Damn sure not 20, 30 years ago. And people do succeed beyond 30.
They do.
Who's to say he's not that guy?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And this is where it's not binary. Like, I'm not saying McLaurin can't take a step forward or be where he was. I'm saying it's not likely. And we can argue if there's a 10% chance, 20% chance, 50% chance. Like, we don't know what it is. All I know is that it's unlikely. I have an estimate in mind, but again,
what is your estimate? Or do we have to wait for the article?
Oh, no. I think there's only like a 5 to 10% chance that he is at or exceeds where he was in 2024. Because that's what most recent 30-year-olds have done.
But the question I would ask about that, okay, they got Deebo on the team this year. Jaden is going to take another step forward. If you had added weapons and a guy, let's say he had 82 receptions and 1,300 yards last year. Let's say this year he has 80 receptions. He has 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. Would you consider that a drop-off?
Well, that's a great point.
That's not a drop-off in my book.
Like to me, just how I bet, right? I like to zig when the world zags. Knowing that Terry set a franchise record for touchdown catches last year, I would bet he has fewer touchdown catches. Because that's only happened once in 80 years of the franchise or whatever. And that's not I agree with you.
What I'm saying, though, Neil, that may have nothing to do with his age. That may be just how the offense operates that year. So the fact that he's 30, he may not, because you got other people now starting to hit their prime. And you don't have to go to him as much, but every time you need to go to somebody, you go to him.
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is why analytics is an art and a science, and we've talked about this too. There's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot that we can't quantify.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you can't make like a best guess estimate, right? And that's when you're committing literally tens of millions, maybe $100 million. Like, you have to have some sense of what the future is going to look like. And like you said, if McLaurin is going to be used more and he's going to get more red zone targets or even end zone targets, and that's something that I don't know about, then that's certainly going to be lacking in my estimates, and my estimates are going to be wrong. But that's also That's also why the front office gets paid a lot of money, and that's why you bring in guys like Adam Peters, who kind of takes it into the 21st century. So, there's a lot of levers here. We can push a lot of levers, biometrics. Maybe they have him training a different way that can keep his, you know, his aging curve from falling off. Look, we've seen Alex Ovechkin completely defy the aging curve, right? Like, there certainly are players that do that. And you have to take all that into account, and it's all just an educated guess. I'm not saying, you know, I know exactly what McLaurin's worth. It's a tough one. It is an absolute tough one. And that's also why I think it's more based on the length of the deal, right? Going from 2 years to 3 years or 3 years to 4 years, because I think we can all agree the further you get from 30 years old, the less chance you have of being a top receiver in the league. And I think that's probably where the discussion is going.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Really good conversation here about Terry, but I did want to switch to, you know what? We got to be quick on this, Neil. Landfill yelled at me. I got to break at 20 because we got Gary Clark coming on to talk about Art Monk, and I'm gonna do good here. Quickly, if you can, for me. Nats and Wizards, both clearly in a rebuild. Which rebuild do you feel better about?
The Nats, because they got a lot of good young hitters that I think can mature at the same time, and you can probably find some pitching to complement that and become competitive very quickly. The NBA is much different. Like, you need to get players in the draft. They got to develop, and then you have to have people want to come there as free agents. So I think the Nats are probably in a little bit better position.
One vote Nats. All right. Greenberg, we always appreciate your time, man. Thank you for joining us, and hope you have a great week, buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, bro.
See you, man. That's our boy, Neil Greenberg, the official statistician, analytics expert of the B. Mitchell Finley program. Joins us every Wednesday at 11. Now, Lanville, this is me killing airtime to get to 11:20 to break. In fact,
you can just break. You don't
we'll
have
break
to get
early.
To it.
Excited to talk to Gary Clark next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.